سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
The foolish and weak-minded among the Jews, and those like them from among the hypocrites, will ask what turned the Muslims away from the prayer direction of Jerusalem, which was their direction of prayer before. Tell them, O Prophet, in reply, that to Allah belongs the east and the west and every direction, and He directs whomever He wills of His servants to whatever direction He wills. He guides whom He wills of His servants to the right path, which is free of distortions and misguidance.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ
Just as I made a direction of prayer for you, I have chosen you to be a good, just and balanced nation from among all the communities, in your beliefs and your ways of worship and in your transactions. So that you will be witnesses for the prophets of Allah on the Day of Judgment, confirming that they delivered the messages Allah instructed them to deliver to their people, and so that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will also witness that he delivered his message to you. Allah changed the direction of prayer that you used to face, Jerusalem, to demonstrate who was content with Allah's decree, willingly doing as he instructed and following the messenger, and to also demonstrate who turned away from his religion, following his own desires and not obeying Allah's sacred law. The first change of prayer direction was difficult, except for those who Allah granted faith to, and who were certain that whatever he decrees for his servants has far-reaching wisdom and underlying reasons behind it. Allah will not make you lose your faith in Him or your good actions, including the prayers you prayed before the change of prayer direction. Allah is kind and compassionate with people, not overburdening them, and they will not lose the reward for their actions.
قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ
Allah saw you, O Prophet, turning your face and gazing towards the heavens, anticipating revelation about changing the direction of prayer to the place you loved. Allah will turn you to a prayer direction which you will be pleased with, to the sacred house of Allah, instead of the prayer direction you now face. So turn your face to the sacred house of Allah in Mecca. And wherever you are, O believers, turn towards it to perform your prayers. Those who have been given the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, know well that the change of prayer direction is the truth revealed from their Creator, who arranges and manages their lives, as it is clear in their scripture. Allah is not unaware of what those who turn away from the truth do. He, glory be to Him, is aware of everything and will reward them according to their actions.
وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَّا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذَا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
By Allah, if you provided the Jews and the Christians who have been given the scripture with every sign and proof that the change of prayer direction was the truth, they would not face your prayer direction, stubborn against what you say, and too proud to follow the truth. You will not face their prayer direction after Allah has directed you away from it. And they will not face the prayer directions of one another, because each group calls the other disbelievers, and because they follow their desires in the matter of the prayer direction and in other sacred laws and rulings, even after the true knowledge which was revealed to you and about which there is no doubt. If you were to leave guidance and follow their desires, you would certainly be of the wrongdoers. Here Allah addresses the prophets directly to show how wrong it would be to follow them. Of course, Allah has protected the prophets Himself from ever doing so, and this as a warning for His followers after Him. Beneficial points. Turning away from the sacred law of Allah and ignoring its importance is a sign of foolishness and weak-mindedness. The verses teach the virtue and honor given to this nation, since Allah praised them and described them as the moderate and just nation among all others. The believers are warned against following the wishes of the people of the scripture, because they knowingly turned away from the truth. There was a possibility during the period of revelation that certain sacred laws might be replaced by others, as the direction of prayer was changed from Jerusalem to the sacred mosque in
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون.
The scholars of the Jews and the Christians to whom Allah gave the scripture recognize Muhammad, peace be upon him, as completely as they recognize their own children and distinguish them from others. Nevertheless, a group of them hide the truth that has come to them out of envy, fully aware that it is the truth.
الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين.
This is the truth from your Lord, so make absolutely certain, O Messenger, that you are not one of those who doubt its truth.
وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Every nation has a direction they turn to, whether physically or spiritually. For this reason, there is a difference between them in their directions of prayer and in their sacred laws. There is nothing wrong with them facing different directions if it's by Allah's command and law. So try to outdo each other. O believers, in doing the good actions that you have been instructed to do, Allah will bring you together from wherever you may be on the Day of Judgment, to reward you according to what you have done. Allah has power over all things. It is not difficult for Him to bring you all together and reward you.
وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Wherever you come from and wherever you are, you, O Prophet, and your followers are to face towards the sacred mosque, the Kaaba, in Mecca. When you want to pray, it is the truth that has been revealed to you from your Lord. Allah is not unaware of what you do. Rather, He is aware of all that you do, and you will be rewarded accordingly.
وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِي وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
Wherever you come from, O Prophet, when you want to pray, turn towards the direction of the sacred mosque. And wherever you may be, O believers, turn your face towards it if you want to pray, so that the people will have no argument against you, except those of them who are wrongdoers. They will remain in their stubbornness, arguing against you with the weakest of arguments. Do not fear them, but fear your Lord alone, following His instructions and keeping away from what He has prohibited. Allah instructed you to face the Kaaba, to perfect His blessings upon you, distinguishing you from all other communities and guiding you to the noblest direction of prayer.
كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Allah blessed you in another way, sending a messenger to you from among you, who recites His verses, purifying you by directing you to virtue and goodness, and forbidding you from evil and wrong, teaching you the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and teaching you worldly and secret knowledge which you did not know.
فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ.
So, remember Allah with your hearts and your whole beings, and He will remember you with approval and protection, for you are rewarded according to what you do. Also, be grateful to Allah for the blessings He has given you, and do not be ungrateful by denying them or using them in prohibited ways.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah inna Allaha ma'as sabirin.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, ask for help from Allah in everything through the beauty of patience. And by establishing the prayer in the way Allah has instructed, Allah is truly with those who are patient, giving them success and helping them. Beneficial points. Believers are to leave disagreements and busy themselves with doing what Allah has instructed them, rushing towards Allah, which is better for the believers with their Lord on the Day of Judgment. There are many good actions that bring us closer to Allah, So the believer can choose what they like from them, and those that are appropriate for them, when they have a choice in the sacred law. Asking Allah for help with patience and prayer are the ways people receive the most help in worldly and sacred matters.